This is an oral history interview with Karabo Makwena. It's the 26th of April 2011 on Marion Island. Okay, so tell me, what's your team number and the year?
Team number is M67.
Yeah.
2010 from April last year.
Till now.
Yes.
Okay, and you're a Metkasi.
I'm a Metkasi, yes.
Brilliant. So, how did it happen that you applied to come here?
It's actually a really interesting story. Oh. There was this guy. He was friends with my sister,
mm-hmm.
my other sister, because I have two sisters.
Yes.
So he told my sister that he's leaving for a year and going to Marion Island. Yes. So he came back after. I think he was here in 2002, 2003. His name was Phineas. I forgot his surname. Yeah. So when he got back, he told my sister how interesting it was. And my other sister got interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her all the details and people to contact. And then she sent her CV and they called her for interviews, like the very same way they did it with me. And then she came here in 2005.
Ah.
Yes. And then she came back in 2006. Then she told me about it as well. And she gave me pictures and all those stuff. And then after I got my diploma, she said, why don't you go and apply for it? Because I still have the contact details for the people. And this is like 4 years later after she got back. And she's like, apply for this. And then I just tried it out because I wasn't working at the time. You know, I just graduated and, you know. So I applied and immediately they called me for interviews and I did well and yeah.
Brilliant, here you are.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So, what did your sister do?
She's a psychologist. She studied industrial psychology.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did she do on the island?
She was in Metkasi as well.
Oh, yeah. Metkasi as well. Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we're doing things that are totally different from what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and what did you study?
I studied IT.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's completely different to this. But I'm actually not interested in it anymore. You know?
No. Okay. Yeah, well, to start somewhere.
Yeah, so brilliant. I don't know.
I know you said your sister told you a bit about the place, but what did you know? What did she tell you before you came here?
Not much though, eh? She just told me about like the terrain and how cold it is. You know, that's all she told me. And she gave me some hints on how to do my work and stuff like that, how to behave and stuff like that. Yeah,
okay.
So she didn't really give me much information about the island itself.
Okay.
Yeah, she just told me about her experiences here and, you know, how much she enjoyed it. And then seeing from the pictures, I got interested as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, describe the team preparations you had last year before you came here.
You mean team training, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was awesome, eh? We did first aid, which is interesting as well. It was very good. It's first time doing first aid, so I enjoyed it a lot. And then we did fire training.
Firefighting,
yes. Firefighting, we did that as well, which was awesome. It was the best. Yeah, they made it very realistic, you know. Like, there's little caves and stuff with smoke and, you know. So, yeah. So, they showed us how to wear, like, BA systems and very good experience. So, I enjoyed it. And I really liked the team. The team was awesome at the time. It was very nice.
Cool. So, this was in Cape Town, right?
This was in Cape Town, yes.
Okay. And do you think the preparations were sufficient for what you had to do, what you had to face on the island? Think they prepared you enough?
We had limited time. That's the thing. You know, I'm sure they would have. We would have got into more detail about what we were doing there, but our time wasn't enough to do all of that. But I think it was enough to I'm sure I could put out a fire now. You know, so I think that was the main idea behind all of that, you know, just to be able to put out the fire and all these different types of flames, which extinguisher to use for that type of flame, and that's the kind of stuff they taught us. So I think that was pretty much okay.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
And what preparations did you make specifically for your job as Metkasi?
Oh, there was a med trainee actually, yes. Yeah, which lasted for 2 months, which was it was tough, eh? Because now you had to study, you wrote tests like every second day, you had to get like 75% for each test, so you had to study very hard, especially for me because I had no meteorological background or anything. Yeah, so it was a little tough, but
you had to do everything from scratch.
From scratch, yeah. You need to learn all the cloud, the codings, weather codes, everything. You know, it was just a whole lot of work. Yeah, but it was worth it. You know.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. Now, did you take the Agalas down?
Yes, we took the Agalas.
Can you remember who the captain was?
Ooh, I forgot. Eh? I didn't meet him. No, not a lot of people met him actually. You know, he didn't come out a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't even remember who he was.
And what do you remember about the journey down?
Well, the journey down was pretty chilled, you know, because people were a little shy as well. You know, we didn't talk much. You know, it was still a little thick. The ice wasn't broken that much yet, you know, but I enjoyed it though. There was a guy who I used to chill with. His name is Sekhale. He was the team leader for the med team for us.
Oh, for the previous team?
No.
Oh, for the trip down?
Yeah, for the trip down. Yeah, he was the guy that was going to supervise everything.
Oh, okay.
So he works at SOAS. So yeah, him and I grew up not very far from each other, so you know we had a lot in common and stuff. So I used to spend a lot of time with him. Yeah, mm-hmm. I enjoyed the trip down.
Yeah. Did you get seasick?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, nice.
I took this little pill that Simon gave me. Oh, it worked.
Was it the anti-epileptic?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. But he said, "Hey, man, this will help you," and it did. I only took it once when I got on the ship, and
I was sorted
the rest of the time. Yeah,
fantastic.
So I didn't get sick at all.
So you've heard all about Ryan Island from your sister, but what were your first thoughts when you arrived here?
I was a little disappointed because I thought it was like completely snow and, you know, it was snowing all the time. You know, I actually expected it to be colder than it is right now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. Suppose it's not really in Antarctica. You know, it's sub-Antarctic, so, you know, I can't expect the temperatures there to be the same as here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you arrived, did you spend a lot of time with the outgoing team?
Yeah, I did actually. I spent a lot of time, especially with the guy that I was taking over from,
yeah.
Jack. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with him. We actually shared a room together.
Okay.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time with him.
So he showed you what needed to be done in the Met office?
Yes, okay. Everything. He was pretty good. Yeah.
Great. Did they give you like interesting stories or tell you stuff that you?
Yeah, they did tell me like a lot of stories, especially about the guy that was here for like I think half of the year, and he apparently jumped into the ocean or something to fetch his camera. Yeah, so they told me all about that story. I forgot his name.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, they told me
about him. Yes.
Yeah, they told me about his story as well and about what was happening throughout the year, the experiences they've had with the other teammates as well. Yeah, and telling me about the other guys' characters and
okay, cool.
Yeah, a lot of funny people in that team, so it was pretty cool.
Interesting. No? Okay, now describe a day in the life of the Met Gussie on Marion.
Okay, it's chilled, eh? You don't really do much. You don't get much exercise. Well, in the morning you just go down to take the sea temperature. It really sucks, especially if the weather is bad,
yeah.
If it's raining or whatever. Mm-hmm. You have to stand there for like 15 minutes to get the sea temp, and then you go change the rain thingy there to measure the rain,
yeah.
The rain gauge, and then you reset the thermometers. And then throughout the day, it's pretty much just observation. You just look at what the clouds are doing, report it, send it to South Africa, release the balloon later on in the day. Yeah, that's pretty much what you do.
Okay.
You don't really walk much, you know. It's just go outside to do observation, and then that's it.
Did you walk around the island at all?
I did I think it's half, because I went to Kildaki, and then from there we went to Water Tunnel, and then from Water Tunnel we walked back to base, which was very bad. Yeah, that was.
Did you go out much or not really?
Not really. I didn't go out much. I think I went out a few times with Yolo to Ship's Cove, because she used to go there every day. So I think once in a while I would go out with her or with Cloaks, whoever. Yeah, but not really a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what are the challenges of living on an island like this?
Well, are you talking about the island, like the weather, or,
well,
or are you talking about
like
a team,
both.
Like the team? Well, the team is, well, there's a lot of challenges with the team because, you know, your personalities are different. You come from different backgrounds, you know, different beliefs, you know. Some, because a lot of the people in our, because I'm very religious, you know, my family goes to church, I go to church a lot, you know. And I've noticed that a lot of the people in our team don't really do that, you know, they don't go to church, they don't really, you know, their religion is is very different to mine. So yeah, challenges like that. But you know, we eventually find common ground, and then you know, we just have to respect each other's religions. And those were the only few challenges we had. And the fact that you know there was only three black people in the team, you know, it's like that. I used to, especially because now Yolo and Ellen are field assistants, so they're usually out in the field. I'm left here, and I'm the only black guy here, you know. I get tired of speaking English. You know, nothing, you know, it's nothing bad or anything, but, you know, sometimes you just want to speak Tswana or something. You know, you just want to be with somebody that they can relate to you, relate to what, how you grew up and all that, because we grew up differently, and but it's cool, you know, you get to learn a lot from people, you know, you learn about how they were raised, and, you know, it's very different to yours, and it's cool.
Nice. Oh yeah, and sort of island, on the island specifically, challenges about the island?
About the island?
Yeah.
There wasn't really much challenges with the island. I actually enjoyed it because, you know, I gained a lot of complexion. I got lighter. I got lighter because there isn't much sunlight, you know. But there wasn't really any challenges. You know, I handled the weather, you know. It was okay.
Yeah, it helped if you stayed inside, so.
Exactly.
Nice.
So it was cool.
Cool. You touched a little bit on the team dynamic. So how is it like meeting all these group of people and now realizing you don't have to live with them for the next year?
I thought I think they were a good team, especially because like 2 months before we met in, before I met the whole team in Cape Town, there were, I think, five teammates that I met in Pretoria, because they stayed in Pretoria.
Okay.
So this other evening, we met like after, because when we were still doing med training, apparently they called Andries and said, listen, let's meet, I think, 2 nights after that at Mainland and Mainland Square, and we can have supper together and just introduce each other, you know, and then just meet, you know. So I met, I think it was Vincent, Lawrence, Jackie, Barrent, and then Andries. So it was like five of them that I met there, which was cool. Okay, four actually, because I had met Andries before
at
the training. Yeah, and I actually liked them, you know, they were good people. Yeah, I thought they were cool.
How's it like sort of leaving your family behind and going with this group of strangers?
Yeah, I'm a family person. I miss my family a lot. I speak to my mother every second day, I think, you know. Yeah, I have a very good relationship with my family, so yeah, awesome. I miss them a lot.
You get lots of calls from them.
A lot, yeah. My sister sends me emails every day. You know, every single day, just updating me about what's happening back home, and everything, what they're doing. So it's cool. They have kids, so they send me pictures of their kids as well.
Oh, nice.
You know, because I left when they were very young, so you know, they probably don't remember me anymore. So I miss them a lot as well.
Nice. So now, when you're not working, what do you do for entertainment?
I I brought a lot of movies, eh? A lot of movies. I watch movies a lot. But in November, I received some books from back home. Mm-hmm. Because I told you I'm opening a business. So I got a few business books that I've been reading, which have been very helpful as well. So, yeah.
And did you have like big midwinter parties and that kind of stuff?
Oh, we had a lot, eh? We threw a lot of parties, like themed parties. We had, what's that? Mystical creatures, you know. We had themes like that where you had to dress up as like an ogre or something, Peter Pan, or whatever. Yeah, we had parties like that. We had a lot. I think we. During the World Cup, we tried to stream the games and stuff, but it was very slow. But like we had flags hung up in the lounge.
Yeah, because you were still in the old base then.
We were still in the old base. Yeah,
okay.
We tried to create a little South African World Cup theme.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we tried, but it was cool. I enjoyed the parties. You know, the team is a lot of fun.
Did you have a lot of interaction with other bases, from, for example, Gough or Sanai?
Not at all. Not even once. Oh, okay. I think in Gough team or Sanai, not sure. One of them called. They called like twice.
Mm-hmm.
They were having a party and they called out. And they were, "Hey, we are drunk. We're having a party. What are you guys doing?"
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I remember they did that once or twice. Like the whole base was drunk. They So they decided to call us, which is cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Like random.
Yeah. But apart from that, nah, we don't really communicate with them. I don't know about the other team members, but for me, I don't know anybody in any of those teams, in any of those islands. So, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, describe moving base last year. What was it like to have to, now you've now lived there for a few months, and now suddenly you have to move to this new, big new base?
It was exciting, but a little sad as well, because we got very attached to that old base. You know, the old base is very intimate. You know, we see each other every day. We closer. You know, this base is beautiful. It's big, but you know, there's days where you can go the whole day without seeing one of your teammates, and they are here. You know, but you don't get to see them, or you see them once you're at supper. You haven't seen them the whole day. But now at the old base, there's no way you're not going to see them. You know, we go past, you know, we see each other often. It's smaller, you know, it's intimate. So, yeah, that's the only thing. But the moving was okay, and, you know, I like the rooms, they're bigger.
What do you think about the new base?
I like the new bits, but the only thing that I don't like is that you can't open the windows. But, you know, apart from that, I like the new base.
And
you
know, it's cool.
Skivvy is okay, because now it's okay. It doesn't get that dirty because it's big. You know, there's some areas where people barely even go to, and you have to clean that place. It's just dust here and there. You know, so it's not really that dirty. But obviously, it takes longer because it's bigger. Like the kitchen. The kitchen is just, it's hell. You know, you need to be there for hours and hours to clean. You know. But you know, it's okay, because obviously now the base is bigger, so the teams are bigger as well. Because I think this is the biggest team that's ever been here. It's like 19 people.
Your team. Now.
Yeah, our team is like 19 people, and usually, like when my sister was here, I think she says there were 12 or 11 in the team, and that's been the basic number that's always been here. Yeah, but now the base is bigger, so obviously I had to increase the people.
Yeah. And fair enough.
You know, Skivvy isn't that bad because there's more people now. Yeah, so it's okay.
Now, how does the vibe differ from the old base and the new base?
The vibe meaning like entertainment or just
generally,
the atmosphere?
Yeah, the atmosphere.
I think people now are... I don't know, people spend too much time in their rooms now. You know, because... at the old base, people used to... there was never a dull day, like, where people are just in their rooms and you don't get to see them at all, you know. But I think ever since we've been here, people have been, you know, kind of hiding a bit, you know. They're spending a lot of time in their rooms or in their offices, you know. So that's the only thing about it, you know. But, you know, I think back at the old base, you know, it was more alive. You know, people wouldn't want to spend time in their rooms. They would just walk up to the bar or something, you know.
I know.
Yeah, and then now I think it's because the bar is so far away. Everything is far. So people just decide to spend time in their rooms a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you were also here while the construction teams were here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What kind of interaction did you have with the people from the construction teams?
Well, I got along with them very well, hey? A lot of them, the thing is that their language difference was a little hard because a lot of them were Xhosa and Afrikaans speaking. So it was, you know, but I like the guys, you know, they're cool. I learned a lot of Xhosa now, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, I know some Xhosa now and I can communicate with them. But they were cool guys, you know, I got along with them very well. Yeah.
Nice. And how was it working with DEA when they were here?
What do you mean? How?
With the officials from the department.
Or the guys that were here for
For the VIP voyage.
The VIP voyage.
But also in generally, how's it working with them? How was the VIP voyage?
Oh, it was good. Hey, it was very good. I made a friend actually.
Oh.
This guy. He was a scientist. I forgot what he did, but he was actually very cool. We exchanged phone numbers and stuff. We to friends on Facebook. Yeah, to keep in touch. You know, we spent a lot of time together. You know, the media people were cool as well. And I didn't get to meet the deputy minister. Yeah, but I heard she was very nice. You know, I just said hello and, you know, she shook my hand and all, but we didn't really talk. But, you know, she was friendly. You know, she ate with everybody. She sat with anybody. And, you know, the whole VIP period there was a lot of fun. You know, it was informative. You got to talk to those people and they told you everything. And, you know, you got to explain to them what was happening on the island as well. And, yeah, man, our relationship was okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And so you got on with the people who managed it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay,
no problem there.
Cool. Now, can you think of any incident or whatever that wasn't that nice to experience while you were here this year?
Experience.
Bad experience that you had.
Are you serious? Can we record this?
Yeah. Well. It's up to you if you want to tell us, but it would be interesting to know.
Well, I think at the beginning of the year, I think not only me, but everybody else had a problem with Andries. So, yeah, that was the only issue. But I got over it and, you know, I forgave him and I was cool. I was actually helping him. You know, I actually helped him when everybody else was saying he must go home and stuff. But, you know, I forgave him. It's cool. Yeah, well, that was the only problem. Especially like on the ship, he was not very nice. But you know, it's cool.
Fair enough. And did you have any positive? What is your favorite when you think about Marion Island? What are you going to remember positively? What good experiences did you have?
I don't know. There's a lot. I made a lot of friends. That's the thing. Especially Pierre. Pierre just wants to be my mentor. You know, he says, hey man, you know, if you need help in anything, your business, whatever, relationships, anything, just call me. And, you know, it's good to have somebody like that you know, he's always going to help you and stuff. Whenever I'm in Cape Town, you know, there's people who say, hey man, whenever you're in Cape Town, you must come visit, you know, things like that. So that's what I'm going to take home with, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what is the most common misconception about Marion, do you think? The things that people think about Marion that are completely wrong or incorrect?
You mean the people back home?
Yeah.
Just people back home think Marion is... They don't even know where it is, you know. I just think less people know about Marion Island, and I think a lot more people should know about it. You know, I'm one of them. You know, I didn't know anything about Marion if it wasn't for my sister. You know, I wouldn't have known anything. You know, they don't talk about it enough in schools. They don't talk about it enough anywhere.
Mm.
You know, so few people know about it. Especially when I left and told people that I'm going to Marion, they're like, "What? Where is that?" You know, and I had to explain. You know, it's there. you know, people do not know about Marion, you know, and I just think a lot more people should be informed about it, you know, people should know about it. And there's not a lot of people who apply for the positions as well, you know. A lot more people should apply for the positions, you know, so just people should know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important to have a base here?
At Marion?
Yeah, for South Africa. Why do you think it's important that South Africa has a base here? Or do you think it's important that we do?
I don't think it's important to be investing as much money as they are. You know, I think the base is wonderful, but I think it's, we don't need, the people here do not need a base like this. You know, it's, it's too luxurious, you know, it's just, it's too much, it's like a hotel, you know, it shouldn't be like that, you know, it's just, usually the people that are here are scientists, people that actually work outside the base, not in the base, you know, so you don't need to have anything fancy, you know, I think it's too fancy, and I think only half of the money they spent here should be, should have been used, you know. It would have been better like that, you know. The money would have been invested in something else. So that's the only problem I have with the base. Yeah, but it is important, you know, for science, you know, for research.
Yeah.
You know that it's important, obviously. You know, but I don't think they need a base like this.
Would you ever come back?
I think so. I think so. I think I would. Yeah.
Nice.
I think so.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, we're pretty much at an end. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your year here? What's the thing that you'll miss most about Marion?
That I'm going to miss?
Yeah.
Or that I do miss?
You might miss about the island when you're gone?
The views. And, I don't know, the freedom. You just feel so free when you're here. It's like all your worries are gone. Like, you don't have to worry about anything when you're here. You know, it's just... It's like a different planet, you know. It's free. It's fresh air. So yeah, that's the only thing I'm gonna miss, you know.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you very, very much for your time.
No problem.